We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Yeah!
I love the people I work with here. Charles, John, Lonzo. Can't forget Lonzo. Down in Greenville. We have a great time here. Some items on the text line I definitely want to get to before we talk about the Mueller investigation. Vince, one question that's never shared in a situation like this gun-involved incident. Never do they say if the gun was illegal or illegally obtained. This should be very interesting. It should be. Please say something concerning President Trump recognizing the Golan Heights as part of Israeli sovereign territory yesterday. President Trump has done more to strengthen Israel than any of his three predecessors. Actually, we're way ahead of you. Didn't we talk about this on Friday? It was Friday we talked about this. So credit already given. Also this. Someone responding to our last caller. So Senator Scott and Representative Gowdy were promoting a false narrative. That woman needs to shut up and bake cookies. I told you there's some interesting texts here. And this one, like it or not, deny it if you like. You and I are in a race war, and our skin color is our uniform. Well, you can do whatever you want. I'm not participating. Honestly, what is my theme? And I will stand by this. I will continue to stand by this. What have I told you about all of these racial incidents? Where the Klan shows up, the neo-Nazis show up, they come to town. What have I said repeatedly on this broadcast? Stay home and leave them alone. Don't go out there and try to prove how unracist you are. Just stay home. Don't get involved in that. It's nonsense. And I don't want to stoke the fires myself, even with language, because there's way too much of that as well. Let's talk about the dossier, which I know some hosts have spent a great deal of time on. Axios reporting this. Senate Judiciary Chairman Lindsey Graham told CNN that when Senator John McCain was presented with a controversial Steele dossier alleging a Trump-Russia campaign conspiracy in December 2016, Graham urged him to hand it off to the FBI. Interesting, isn't it? By the way, do you have Lindsey Graham ready to go there, Johnny? We're going to get to that next. Why does this matter? According to Axios, President Trump last week renewed his attacks on John McCain, claiming the senator was responsible for pushing the dossier's narrative into the public eye. Graham, now Trump loyalist, said he was very direct with the president about McCain's involvement while they were golfing this past week. I understand that clearly people were in the McCain world that did some things inappropriately, but it was not John McCain. Let me repeat this again. This is what Lindsey Graham says. It was not John McCain. Graham said, McCain did not give it to anybody in the press. Just putting that out there. So this is kind of intriguing that it's Lindsey Graham who urged McCain to give this dossier to the FBI. So what... I know this is like serving up red meat, especially for those of you in the upstate, because you're not big fans of Lindsey Graham, and for good reason. Can I also say something else, because he's supposedly a Trump loyalist? People, please do not drink the Kool-Aid on this, because I've never trusted Lindsey Graham, and I still don't trust Lindsey Graham. And if you trust him just because he gave a couple of great speeches in defense of a Supreme Court nominee, and he seems to be on, quote, Trump's side. People, please do not fall for this crap. This guy is a fraud. Lindsey Graham is a fraud. And I don't care how many hail Donald Trumps he says. He is a fraud. Let's listen, and we'll start and stop if necessary. Here's Lindsey Graham.
I've been calling since the end of 2017 for a special counsel to be appointed to look at whether or not the FISA warrant process was abused for political purposes.
Okay.
And the conclusion was firm, without equivocation, that no one on the Trump campaign colluded with the Russians when it came to the 2016 election. What happens next is that I have been talking since 2017, the end of 2017, about the other side of the story. And nobody much appears to care, but I hope you will find some interest now, that the FISA warrant issued against Carter Page, based on a dossier prepared by Christopher Steele, is at a minimum disturbing. Whether or not it's illegal, I don't yet know. So I'm going to get answers to this. The double standard here has been striking and, quite frankly, disappointing. I am 100% convinced that if the Republican Party had hired Mr. Steele to go to Russia and investigate Clinton, and the report was prepared and given to the Department of Justice, used to get a warrant against a Clinton associate, and the underlying information in the dossier proved to be garbage, everybody in the world would have it on the front page. It would be endless chatter on the cable networks. I'm also convinced if the agents involved in investigating Clinton, if the shoe were on the other foot, hated her and wanted Trump to win, we'd be having a thorough discussion. What makes no sense to me is all the abuse by the Department of Justice and the FBI, the unprofessional conduct, the shady behavior, nobody seems to think that's much important. Well, that's going to change, I hope. I've been calling since the end of 2017 for a special counsel to be appointed to look at whether or not the FISA warrant process was abused for political purposes, whether or not a counterintelligence investigation was opened up regarding the Trump campaign as a backdoor to spy on the campaign. As to the Clinton email disposition, why did Comey do what he did? Why did he take over the investigation in July, make a statement that she did a lot of bad things, but not quite a crime? That did affect this election. And if the shoe were on the other foot, Republicans would have been pretty mad about that. What was the conflict that made Loretta Lynch so unable to preside over the Clinton email investigation? Was it just a tarmac meeting, or was it more? I believe there was more there, and I intend to get to there. To those wanting an outcome of removing Trump, you got to be disappointed. To those who wanted somebody to look at Trump without interference, you got to be pleased. To those who are...
That's Lindsey Graham. We're going to talk about this. I want to get your thoughts. Stay with us. All right, you people, you might want to sit down for this, okay? Just when you think things cannot get weirder, I saw a story developing a few minutes ago about Jussie Smollett, all right? The story was he had been summoned to an emergency court session. Here is the news. Attorneys for Empire actor Jussie Smollett say charges alleging he lied to police about the attack have been dropped. Another news agency reporting, CBS Chicago, charges have been dropped in the case against Jussie Smollett. A judge also granted a motion to seal the case. So the information, sealed. This is bizarre. All charges have been dropped. Thought you would want to know that. This is absolutely crazy. Here are some of the texts that have come in. Boy, when I bring up Lindsey Graham, oh my goodness, there's not it's not possible to even read all of these. Vince, keep doing what you're doing, my friend. I enjoy listening to you. I believe with all my heart. You're real. And who you say you are. Thank you. Well, thank you very much. Lindsey Graham is a total snake. Wouldn't trust him any further and I could throw him. And I'm scheduled for rotator cuff surgery next week. So you can't throw anything. Oh, my goodness. Yes, Charles says he will pray for you, and we will as well. Hope that goes well, the surgery. To the Graham performance, McCrory, Tillis, Graham, Ryan, all theater. If anything might possibly be accomplished, great. But it's all theater, and more money wasted. Our money. Joke. So there must be two Lindsey Grahams, the one in the clip that you played and the other that played Gilligan to the skipper. Oh, that's a great analogy. I'd love that. Gilligan and the skipper. And encouraged him to turn that dossier, the fake dossier, to the feds. Or is he schizophrenic? Good question. Vince, you have it wrong. Graham, trust him. Trust him to be 100% self-serving always. Vince, there's more to the Loretta Lynch thing. She didn't want to die a violent but accidental death like 67 other people who crossed the Clintons. Is that number up to 67 now? My goodness. It's pretty scary. Let me just give you a couple of reminders about Lindsey Graham. And this has not changed with all of his puckering on Donald Trump's rear end. Okay? I'm just being blunt here. Do you want to know what Lindsey Graham's Liberty score is? Do you want to guess what that is, Johnny?
32%.
Wow, you are really close. It is 33%.
Wow.
33%. Can you tell me why on God's green earth you have a Republican with a Liberty score of 33%? Why the hell do you even have a Republican Party with people like that? Why? That's why I've told you this whole party is a joke. And I'm looking at now a conservative review list of the top 25 rhinos. Lindsey Graham came in at number 5. 33. Come on, people. And don't think he should be Mr. Wonderful now because he seems to be coming to the... This is why I tell you, Donald Trump is not the plumb line for the United States of America. It's the Constitution of the United States and fidelity to that. And if they fail on that point, I don't care who they bow down to. By the way, just as a reminder, this Steele dossier that has been referenced, it's a reference to Christopher Steele, former head of the Russia desk for British intelligence. The dossier contains allegations of misconduct and conspiracy between Donald Trump's presidential campaign and the government of Russia during the 2016 election, with campaign members and Russian operatives allegedly colluding to interfere in the election to benefit Trump. It also alleged Russia sought to damage Hillary Clinton's candidacy, including sharing negative information about Clinton with the Trump campaign. The dossier, by the way, was published in full by BuzzFeed, January 10th, 2017. Some mainstream media outlets criticized BuzzFeed's decision to release it without verifying the allegations, while others defended it. This is thought to be the foundation of the FISA warrant that prompted the Mueller investigation. Now, some people have talked about this continuously for the last, couple of years. Can I just make a quick observation about this? And yes, for the record, I am glad that the president has been exonerated. But that, to me, is not the big issue of this. We need to go yet further. Why the hell do we still have a FISA court? See, this to me is not about clearing Donald Trump and 2020. This is about the United States of America. This is about restoring our constitutional system. And if We are so myopic that we're only going to be focused on 2020 and politics. We have missed the entire point. See, when I think of somebody coming in and changing the system and draining the swamp, I think of somebody taking a stand and saying, you know what, all of these extra constitutional post-9/11 things that have been developed in our country need to be ripped down, tore down, blown up. All of this infrastructure that puts a hypersensitive focus on spying on Americans and secret processes and secret court proceedings, they need to be eliminated altogether. It's not about protecting or defending Donald Trump. Some people cannot see beyond Donald Trump. That's all they're doing, is looking into his eyes. In fact, some of them probably can't see their eyes because their eyes are clearly up his rear end with the rest of their heads. Some of you have perceived that somehow I'm against the president. I'm not. What I'm against is a cult of personality that centers around the president and misses the constitutional values that we need to be upholding, defending, and trying to restore. So my question is, who's going to be the first member of the U.S. Senate to propose eliminating the FISA court altogether? Where's that proposal? No, we're going to continue talking about and trying to demonize. Who put this? Charles gave me this a few minutes ago. Trump turns up heat on media after Mueller report renews enemy of the people label. Come on, people. Don't buy into all of this crap. This is propaganda. Do I believe the mainstream news media? No. Do I trust them? No. Do I think they're good people? Do I think they're wonderful entities and organizations? No, I do not. But I'm saying, if you're president of the United States, it's time to do some freaking governing and tear down this establishment of government that is destroying, systematically destroying our republic. Do some lasting things that are going to change things for the future for somebody else other than Donald Trump. Do you understand what I'm saying here? If this is all about a man, a personality, we've accomplished little to nothing. This needs to be the premise on which we destroy. Destroy this surveillance state that threatens every single solitary one of us. I want to know what you think about this. Stay with us. Back on the Vince Coakley radio program on the text line. It's quite a coincidence. Mueller just let off the hook a couple of days after Trump is exonerated and the case sealed. You know, that's the part that intrigues me. Why would they seal this case? That doesn't make any sense at all. Another texter saying, I do think Trump is positioning himself for a big new attack on corrupt actors in the administrative state and Congress itself. Well, I hope so. Let's see it. I'm a Lee Bright guy. If we can get someone to the right of Trump that's more like Pat Buchanan, I would be more than happy to support. What would that look like? I'm kind of curious. Could you imagine the outrage? What would happen if all the charges were dropped against a white man faking a hate crime? The way you disrespected my brother Tony last Friday is a patent example of why I've told you how glad I am that you're not a cop. Had you and Tony been in the same space, you would have emptied your clip on him and popped him in a refill. Are you serious? Really? Vince, the sad truth is Trump will now be consumed with seeking revenge against those who have wronged him. He carelessly accuses people of treason. That is not his call to make. And it is unfortunate that I hope we don't see a continuation of that behavior. Stan in Clover, good morning.
Hi, Vince. How are you doing this morning?
All right, sir.
You were getting on to a good point a while ago, and I wanted to elaborate on that a little bit. Number one, you are supposed to be, by the Constitution, able to confront your accusers.
Yep.
So Secondly, all courts are supposed to be open for public inspection.
Yep. So
who in the world thought it was a good idea to have secret courts and somehow pass that off as being constitutional?
Stan, you get prize of the day for a call. I mean, and again, can you help me understand why? I mean, think of this. You have supposedly 435 great minds in the House and 100 senators, and not one single person I know of has come out to take a stand that we need to eliminate this court as unconstitutional. Where is that person?
We accepted it because of 9/11, but here's the irony of that. We wouldn't even have to accept it if people weren't here illegally already. No, we accepted the FISA court to protect us from people who are here illegally when they shouldn't be here to begin with.
Isn't it mind-boggling? Just mind-boggling. Stan, thank you very much for your call. You get it. You fully get it. Think about it. Secret court. I want you to read. I want you to read the Declaration of Independence. And then I want you to read the Constitution and tell me where you would find the idea for a secret court. That idea is straight out of hell itself. What kind of recourse do you possibly have by people who have no accountability whatsoever? None. Huh? Seriously, this, I mean, that call, Stan, what Stan said, just sends chills down my spine. I mean, You ever find yourself, you know something, you know certain facts, and you hear certain facts talked about over and over again, but there's one point where it just really registers with you and it kind of hits your inner being? That was one of those moments for me. It really was. My goodness. Let's go out to Mark in Rock Hill. Good morning.
Good morning. Since the trigger word of the trigger last name of Clinton came up, I thought I'd call and I want to compliment you of almost stealing my thunder. The proposition with the Mueller investigation was this president compromised? And we have a definitive answer is no. And contrasting that with the person that put it into the vernacular, what did the president know and when did he know it, was Hillary Rodham Clinton back at the Watergate, time of the went through the Watergate scandal. Now, with her time as being Madam Secretary of State, who is going to indict a nearly septuagenarian with the postulated health problems he has? How are you going to seat a federal grand jury, and how are you going to seat a federal jury to prosecute her?
Yeah, you raise a good point. Do you think anything's ever legitimately going to happen here, Mark?
It takes. I don't know what that attorney general looks like, or the composition of a Congress is going to look like to make something like that happen.
Yep.
And I agree you that the entire Patriot Act ought to be sunsetted, is the term.
That's a kind way to put it. That's a very kind way. Appreciate your call there, Mark. And again, where are the people to do this? Where are they? To take some very, very bold steps. Willie, good morning.
Yes, sir. I don't think we should take Lindsey Graham seriously. When does he become the middleman spokesman for Trump or anybody else? You're right, and you know what? Don't expect Mitch McConnell to do anything about this.
Good one.
At all.
Mitch McConnell.
But look, on a serious note, man, I just got a call. My brother just tried to commit suicide, so he got drunk and took 50 pills. He's in a coma.
Oh no.
So I wanted to let your listeners know that amongst all these political nonsense, yeah, you're right. I just talked to him last week. He was doing fine. And he's a paramedic, you know, and he's got a lot of problems. And this just hit me just 5 minutes ago. But anyway, I hope
how is he doing?
He's in a coma. That's it. He's not waking up.
Is there any indication? Are they giving you any hope at all?
Not really. I think this is the second time he's tried it, and I don't know. But,
I'm so sorry, Willie. We will certainly...
All this nonsense that we go through every day. I just, you know, reach out to your family, your loved ones, and let all this crap that's going around us, you know, not disturb our everyday relationship with our family. I love you to death, man. Take care.
Love you too, Willie. We'll be praying for you and praying. Oh, my goodness. And honestly, it hits very close to home. I've told you about a situation I'm very close to right now. Very tenuous situation. And I don't know what else to possibly add to that. I'm not going to take another call. I can't do another call justice leading up to this break. But just to follow on Willie's point, and I keep coming back to this, and as you probably picked up from the discussions that we have on this broadcast and very different conversations that we have here, you know what life is about? It's about relationship. It's about relationship. Don't let this circus that's going on in Washington or anywhere else detract from loving people well. Don Atkin, the person I told you is my spiritual father, he said something to me years ago that still stands out as, I want this to be a theme for my everyday life. You know, he said, and he's in his 80s now, he said, what I want to do is to love well. I want that to be the theme of my life, to love people well. If we set out to do that and focus that on the people around us, I think we will be doing very well. And not letting all of these other things detract from that. That is most important. Back on the Vince Coakley radio program. And yes, Charles, you're absolutely right. If you love well, you will live well.
Amen.
That's good. I like that. Let's go out to Rock Hill and Keith. Good morning, Keith.
Good morning, Mr. Coakley. How are you doing?
Doing well, sir.
I am a little disappointed in you, and I love you like a brother, but your tirade on our beloved president, who is the first person to be perfect in 2019 years, you know, he makes no mistakes, and if you continue to beat him up, we're going to have to strip you of your ordination in the Church of Trump. And you know, so I mean, I'm trying to give you a friendly warning. Now, I mean, why are people? I'm going to openly admit it. I voted for Trump. He got my vote, but I didn't vote for Trump per se.
You voted against Hillary.
Yes, sir. I openly admit it. I'm a registered constitutionalist. I believe the government should do what the United States Constitution says, no more, no less. And, you know, these FISA courts and all this is dangerous and totally against the Constitution of the United States. And, you know, some states now are doing gun grabs and things like that. I was talking to a gentleman yesterday morning, and he was talking about we need to eliminate guns and, you know, and stuff like that. And I said, well, I'm not saying I'm against that. I'm saying there's a way to change that. It's called amend the Constitution. So if you want to start that, make the phone calls. Let's get the ball rolling and see where it ends up at. And people have seemed to have forgotten that, but they want to raise people like, I'm going to use President Trump as an example, or different people or preachers or whatever on pedestals that they do not belong on.
Wow.
At all. I mean, I've said it before in church. Paul and Peter and people like that in the Bible were wonderful. They were apostles. They were founders of our church in the beginning. And the reality of it is we still have a tendency to place them on pedestals they don't belong.
Wow.
I mean,
Keith.
Peter had a high temper. Paul had a high temper. John was timid. And you know, I mean, Thomas doubted everything that happened. And, you know, we forget that they were humans, too, and they made errors just like we do.
We don't trust in the arm of the flesh, Keith.
No, we trust in spirit. You know, what is spirit is spirit, what is flesh is flesh. We've forgotten these things. And, you know, the founding fathers sometimes, you know, I could give you a litany of bad things they did too, but I can give you a litany of great things they did.
And you know what's wonderful about it, Keith? And this is what makes our country so great. It's the system they set up was set up because they knew the our tendency to
stupidity.
Yes, yes, to protect us from ourselves.
Mankind has a terrible habit of gravitating towards stupidity.
Yep.
And I know one of my professors when I was in college said it, Walter Egger, if you've ever heard of him, said it bluntly. He said, history was neither black, white, polka-dotted, or purple. History was a set of facts that need to be conveyed to the next generation so they wouldn't make the same dumb mistakes.
Love it. I absolutely love it. Keith, I have to ask you, as a constitutionalist,
what
do you think about the ongoing political discourse that you watch, especially over the past few years? What's going through your mind?
It makes me want to switch parties and become an anarchist.
Are you serious? Anarchist?
You know, if people would learn to leave everybody else alone, anarchy would probably be the best form of government. I hate to say that, but it's just the truth because, you know, leave Vince alone, leave Keith alone, leave Charles alone, leave David from Asheville alone. If that's the life he wants to live, let him go live it. Just make him pay for it. You know, I mean, you understand what I'm saying.
I do get what you're saying.
We have gotten so far away from the intent of the founding fathers that it's...
Let me ask
you. I'm not even saying they followed it.
Well, let me get to the crux of my question, which is:
sure.
Do you think we're at a point where we're gravitating back toward monarchy again?
Yes, sir. And I think that we are probably between 4 and 15 years away from a revolution. I kind of believe that. I have talked to some people that are what I would call very solid historians and good Christian people, and they think we're on the verge. I actually talked to somebody that would be in the know, and I'm not going to call his name on the radio. I would want him to say this to you personally, that he thinks that we're in a Cold War revolution as it is right now.
Wow.
And it will not take much for that spark to be ignited.
I'm afraid that you're probably right, Keith. It's been great talking with you. Only thing I didn't like was the...
I know I tease a lot and I pick a lot on y'all.
I know
y'all,
you do.
But,
the only...
Yes, sir.
Go right ahead.
I said, but I like to do it. I sometimes like to point out stupidity through comedy because sometimes people respond back.
You did it very well, Keith. Very much appreciate your call. Only thing I didn't like was the references to anarchy, but overall... I get his heart. I know where he's coming from. Coming up sometime this week, we're going to talk with our good friend Trevor Loudon, talking about his beloved New Zealand and what's happening there with gun laws. You can imagine what's happening there. Kind of a warning for us, because people have been flocking to New Zealand. Are they having second thoughts now? Much more. Have a great day today. God bless you.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh.